Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9, Lincoln County Connections is broadcast to you on KWDP Walport, also K-Beach in Lincoln City, and KNPT giving us countywide coverage. It's a pleasure to say on the program today is Commissioner Bill Hall.
Good morning, Casey, and something about this place looks familiar.
It does look awfully familiar to you, doesn't it? How many years do you think you spent behind the mic here?
14 years, I can tell you exactly, from April of 1991 till December of 2004, when I left to become one of your county commissioners.
Well, I think that's why so many people recognize the voice, Bill, but also, you know, understanding that local history is something that you've obviously known so well for 14 years, but, you know, your family as well used to come to the coast. Is that right?
That's right. Just last summer, it was the 50th anniversary of my first visit to Lincoln County as a five-year-old in the summer of 1964, and we vacationed here every year throughout my growing up years. I actually moved down here before I went to work for this group of radio stations. I briefly worked at another radio station, and before that, was a general assignment reporter for the Newport News Times for almost 4 years. So I've been kicking around these parts a long, long time.
Well, we've talked about what might be a good thing to do today for the listening audience. And one of them we thought was to tell you about what a commissioner does. And Bill, give us a primer here. What's the day-to-day activity like? What are you doing over there?
Okay, glad to do that. Hard to answer what the day-to-day is like in a sense because every day is different.
It is.
And that is one of the things that I enjoy about the job, one of the challenges of it, but also one of the opportunities. You know, you're both essentially a policymaker, a legislator, and an executive. Not only do we set the high-level policy for the organization through the budget process, primarily decide what the priorities of the organization are, what the long-term goals are, what the initiatives are, but also, unlike somebody who serves on, say, a city council, a port commission, or a school board, and not to make light of that, because that is a huge commitment in itself, but we also have the hands-on, nuts and bolts, day-to-day management responsibility for the organization. We have department heads who report directly to us. We're involved in the recruitment and hiring of departmental directors. We're involved in personnel matters, facilities management. We don't have a county manager or a county administrative officer, even though a lot of counties our size do that. We really are the hands-on managers of the day-to-day operations of the organization, as well as the policymakers.
Yeah. Well, kind of from that day-to-day thought, I mean, we've got this paperwork that's going across your desks every day. You guys are signing off on things. But then again, every Wednesday, when you have your meetings, and if folks ever go online to the county website and look at the agenda, they'll see all these documents that you are essentially putting three signatures too.
That's right. I mean, everything from contracts with state and federal agencies for funding, property leases, you name it, personnel matters, every hiring, retirement, firing, promotion, disciplinary action is reviewed and signed off on by us, travel vouchers, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. You guys have sent me to the Association of Counties a county college program, which you are a graduate of, and
right.
I am really...
Commissioner Hunt is as well.
And Commissioner Hunt, and I'm really enjoying this series. It's about 70 hours of education about what counties do, and really it caters to the brand new commissioners.
It does, although older commissioners have taken the program as well and said that they get a lot out of it, because it really tries to give you the big picture in a comprehensive way of how counties fit into the picture, and especially I think it's important for commissioners, but it'd be good for the public to better understand as well how counties were really created to be the local partner, the local service delivery arm for the state in terms of a lot of services that AOC has even developed a shared services chart that shows a lot of things that are mandated by the state are actually carried out at the county level by county offices, everything from elections to assessment and taxation, a lot of what we consider to be our core public health services like drinking water inspections, restaurant inspections, communicable disease monitoring, a whole broad range of services.
Yeah, and maybe you could give us an idea when we think about this unit of government, county government, state, federal, tell us how we kind of fit into these successive units of government.
Well, of course, a lot of people are in cities, and, you know, just in rough numbers, I think Lincoln County right now has about 45, 46,000 people. About half of them live within one of the seven incorporated cities. About half are in the unincorporated areas. And in some cases, the cities are the service delivery arm. For example, if you're in Newport, Toledo, or Lincoln City, you have a city police department, and you're not as likely to be served by the patrol arm of the sheriff's office. On the other hand, whether it be the sheriff, those city police departments, or for that matter the state police, if they take somebody into custody, that person is lodged at the Lincoln County Jail, which is operated by the sheriff's office. And once that person goes through the court system, if they are assigned to supervision of parole and probation, again, that is a state-mandated and funded service, but it's carried out by a county office, Lincoln County Community Corrections, by county employees. So it's really a partnership of shared services and shared responsibility.
And talking about locally desired services as well, can you talk about what might be the value of someone looking at, say, the county code and how that'll inform them?
Well, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I hear from people who have questions about noise ordinances, for example, and I encourage them, if they haven't done so, and sometimes they already have, they actually pull up the county code, which is available online on the county website, that answers the questions about, like, what kinds of noises are permitted, what kinds are prohibited, in what areas, at what hours. It's really, I think we've worked hard through the years to keep the county codes as specific as possible and make them as readable and accessible as possible, that you don't have to be a lawyer, hopefully, to understand them. They're not written in legalese, mm-hmm. but in plain language to the greatest extent that we can.
We're talking to Commissioner Bill Hall. This is Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back with him in just a moment. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Of course, every week we have Connections here at 9 a.m. Commissioner Bill Hall's on the program. We're kind of doing a County Commissioner 101 this morning, also talking about what is county government. And Bill, staff, you, other commissioners are running back and forth between Salem right now. What's happening there? What are you guys advocating for us here when you're going to Salem?
That's a good thing to talk about there, Casey, because we do spend time, even though our number one responsibility is tending to things here at home, because of the relationship, you know, that we were talking about in the first part of the program, where the state provides funding for a lot of things we do, the state sets the guidelines in which we operate. You know, a lot of that, you know, that requires us to have, you know, commit a good chunk of time to appearing in Salem, working with state agencies, working with legislators. You know, here's one responsibility or one example of how that's played out. Down at Bayshore, anybody who's spent any time at Bayshore knows there is a considerable problem every winter with the accumulation of sand. But there's a lot of federal and state regulations that say you basically can't just scoop up sand and truck it away. There's very, you know, and also that's there are very specific rules about where it can be deposited. And also, it's a very expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. And our planning department, I don't know, at least 2-3 years now, has probably mm-hmm. been working with the Bayshore neighbors to come up with a solution. And like, say, a neighborhood that has a road system that's not part of the county system, they can create a road district and essentially tax themselves to improve and maintain their roads. But there was not a similar mechanism available to the folks at Bayshore. So we've actually proposed legislation that would have to be approved by the state legislature that would allow a community's voters to create a sand control district.
Yeah.
And if they vote that district into existence and choose to tax themselves, and that, I think, is the operative word, that it would be their choice to tax themselves, they would now have a mechanism to manage this problem, which, you know, if people ever go down there and see, you see some homes that are halfway or more buried by the accumulation of sand. So, you know, that's just one small example. If I could share another example, a lot of this advocacy takes place through the Association of Oregon Counties. Again, services to developmentally disabled individuals and their families, some of our most vulnerable people. 2 years ago, the State Department of Human Services decided to change their funding allocation formula. And when the announcement rolled out, they said some counties would end up getting more money, but they promised that all counties would be held harmless. In other words, nobody would get a cut. Well, not the way it played out. For Lincoln County, and I think about four or five other counties, that formula did mean a cut. And so we were looking at it internally, and had this cut gone through, we would have probably had to cut one staff position entirely out of that very small department and reduce the other folks to part-time. And given the kind of caseloads they're dealing with and the complexities of care facing families of developmentally disabled individuals, that was absolutely not acceptable. And having the Association of Counties and our Human Services Committee, that allowed all of those affected counties to band together in a really cohesive, effective way, communicate to DHS and communicate to the legislature, and eventually advocate successfully to get the additional money put back into the budget to keep our program whole.
So to clarify back on the Bayshore sand management, why is it that we need to go to the states to kind of get this approval? Explain that.
To create a new type of taxing district. Again, it would still be, you know, right now, as I said, people can get together and tax themselves for roads, for street lighting, for sewers, for all kinds of services, but not for sand removal.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So right now, the best they could do, it would be a voluntary assessment, and the problem with that is, you know, a few people will pay it and some won't, and so this is a way to spread the burden as equitably as can be done among all the property owners who would benefit from it.
And for those that are in those special taxing districts, you know, it's very outlined in Oregon Revised Statutes.
Oh yeah, it's a structure. It is a well spelled out structure.
And we're looking to have that structure, those details, basically written.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a sand district.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, we're talking to Commissioner Bill Hall, and you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back with him in just a moment. We are back on Connections, talking to Commissioner Bill Hall. We've been painting a picture about what a commissioner does, what does county government do for its citizens. And one of the pieces is your involvement in an organization called Association of Counties. How important is the Association of Counties to all counties throughout the state?
Oh, I think it's very important. The Association of Oregon Counties has been in existence for about 110 years. All 36 counties are members. And it really does give us, you know, even though commissioners are pretty involved in directly advocating with state agencies and the legislature, you know, as I mentioned, we do have duties first and foremost to serve the local constituency. And for me, Salem's not quite a two-hour drive. Some commissioners are closer, but some are literally on the other side of the state. So having a forum where we can all come together on issues of common interest, having professional staff who can support our work, it is invaluable. I am now in my 11th year as a county commissioner. I've participated in AOC my entire time as a commissioner, and very honored that last November I was actually elected the second vice president of the association, which puts me on a four-year leadership track. In 2017, I will be the president of the statewide association, which will only be the third time in that 100-year-plus history that a Lincoln County commissioner has served in that position. And I think it gives me a great opportunity to a new platform to advocate even more for the interests of the people of Lincoln County.
Well, as the state mandates that we deliver, you know, certain services to the communities, not all counties are the same, and that is really an important thing that you do, is talk amongst each other about how to do it well for everyone.
That's right. And, you know, a former AOC president once said, when you've seen one county, you've seen one county. And there are huge differences. I mean, there are frontier counties that have 1,200 people. There are rural counties that, like Lincoln, that have 45,000 people. There are urban counties like Multnomah with more than 500,000. And so, yeah, the needs do vary by size, by geography, by industry. But yet there are so many commonalities among us, not only the state-mandated services, but just basically I think we all share the goals that we want to have safe, healthy, economically viable and prosperous communities. And AOC really provides a great platform for us to work in a united way as much as possible toward those goals.
Organizationally, to bump it up another level, there's the National Association of Counties. You were recently back in D.C. What were you doing?
It was every February, the National Association of Counties, representing the 3,000-plus counties, boroughs, and parishes nationwide, has a legislative conference, and I attended that for the first time. 3 days of workshops, speakers, and programs, and it was interesting to get a perspective on how other parts of the county are wrestling with issues and problems that we deal with right here. Things like mentally ill folks in jail, things like early learning initiatives where there's a new effort to bring together early childhood education and health and social services that impact the health and well-being of children and families. And then also a day and a half of visits to Capitol Hill to meet with our Oregon congressional delegation and members of their staff about issues of particular impact to Oregon.
Wow, and you also ran into DeFazio, didn't you?
That's right. We met with the entire delegation, and this was just a wonderful accident of timing in every sense. Peter DeFazio, who represents Oregon's 4th District, not including Lincoln County, but the southwestern part of the state. He is the ranking Democrat on the House Transportation Committee, and it was half an hour before he was going into a hearing on the Coast Guard budget.
Wow.
And so that gave me an opportunity to say, you know, thank you, Representative DeFazio, along with the rest of the Oregon delegation, for your advocacy for the Newport helicopter to date. And I was able to call his attention, because this was like 2 days after Surfrider published the charts and the data they had compiled about the helicopter's effectiveness. He had one of his staff members call up that data and said he was going to be taking it into that hearing right there.
Well, what great timing. And Bill, thanks for being on the show. We do have to bring it to a close. Remember, you can contact Bill Hall anytime. His information is on the Lincoln County website. Thanks for listening to us today. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Casey.
Have a great day, and we'll see you same time, same place next week.